This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We talked a bit yesterday about Turkey and the once and perhaps future refugee crisis if talks between Turkey and the European Union break down. Today, a moment for the refugees who've already gotten to Europe, France in particular. Paris has started building two urban refugee camps within city limits. It's modular housing for more than 1,000 people. Emma Jacobs has that one.
The city's refugee housing project was news to Afghan refugee Samia Chagsai when I met him last month, but he could attest to the need. Since arriving in Paris 3 weeks before, after facing anti-immigrant sentiment in Germany, Chagsai had slept under elevated metro tracks not far from the public plaza where we met. He was struggling with the daily essentials, like finding a shower.
And it is now 2.5 weeks that I didn't have taken bath. When I go to the public shower, they don't give me the permission to insert. They tell me you don't have the shampoo or you don't have the towel.
The refugee centers, or welcome centers, will provide shelter and showers. One is for single men, like Chagsai, the other for women and children. Announced in May by Mayor Anne Hidalgo, the exact locations have not been shared because city officials are afraid of protests. But one will be in a dense neighborhood of northeast Paris, known for its large immigrant population, and the other in the south of the city. The French government has concerns the project could attract more refugees to Paris, but Hidalgo argues the city needs to address the growing numbers of people living in public spaces. News channels have carried uncomfortable reports like this one on BFM TV, showing regular evacuations of tent cities carried out by police in riot gear. The residents are sent to shelters, but many come back, says Manana Handa. She works with a coalition of volunteers providing food and support to migrants, who are mostly from Afghanistan, Eritrea, and Sudan. She points out fencing that has been put up under the rail line to try and keep the encampments from reappearing. Ahanda says the tent cities are so hard to eliminate because many shelters provide only short-term housing. Then an estimated 50 to 100 migrants still arrive in the city every day. Paris was inspired by a refugee camp recently constructed outside the town of Grand Saint by Doctors Without Borders. For about $4 million, the organization put up hundreds of wooden huts for mostly Iraqi families who had been living very rough while waiting to find a way across the English Channel to the UK. In Paris, those who win the right to stay in France will struggle to find permanent housing in a tough and bureaucratic Paris rental market. But Ahanta says, in the midterm, it's better than nothing. And right now, there is really nothing for new arrivals. Chagsai agreed. Only in his early 20s, he has both stylish bleach highlights at the tips of his hair, but also a scattering of white hairs around his temples.
There was zero white hair in my hair, but now it's all because of the tension and because of the hard way, because of the hard trips.
For the moment, he stopped traveling. But since we spoke, his refugee application in France has been denied, and he faces deportation back to Germany. In Paris, I'm Emma Jacobs for Marketplace.